Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Nai Jamu Mila Ata Ho Rahe Hai. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hai, Wo Fani Buto Se Juda Ho Rahe Hai. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائکوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائکوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Friends, these are the Ash'ar of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shaykh Malana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, which is entitled Nay Jamo Mina Ata Ho Rahe Hain, that when a person is treading this path of self-reformation and trying to bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizing the purpose of his creation and his coming into this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up upon him different conditions in which he tries to recognize and realize the purpose of his coming into this world. Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says, jo haddam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, that person who is always sacrificing himself, his desires, his lust, his passions, his habits, is trying to self-reform, trying to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hain. Then we see that such a person, now he is separating himself from everything that he feels trivial and temporary, from trivial pursuits, from things which are temporary, he realizes. Yesterday somebody was reading a couplet and he said that, what is the purpose of life? The object of life is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how unfortunate is a wretched soul like myself, that they're just spending my time all the time in trying to acquire pieces of paper, meaning money. And then he said that this money is such a thing that when a person leaves this world, then realize that the person's kafan has got no pockets. And in the grave, there are no shelves or any place that you can keep this wealth. What is going to go with you is only your amal, is only going to go only your actions. And the last word which he said was very, very beautiful. And he said, they realize that all these pieces of paper, you will not be able to give as a bribe, as corruption to the angel of death. So a person who realizes his purpose and the purpose of coming to this world and always making this effort to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's obvious that you will see now he will be separating himself from everything which is trivial, which has got no purpose, in which people will feel there's a lot of benefit. And he now will realize that this is not of any benefit. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, being the king of his time, how he sacrificed everything because he realized the goal and the purpose of his life. That I'm here for a temporary time, for a little while, and eventually I'm going to have to go into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all with iman and make us all successful, save us from azab of qabr and azab of the akhirah. Hazrat rahmatullah alayh further says, وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. That a person's habits, these are very, it's ingrained in a person. We grew up from small, whatever type of habits we have, myself, telling lies, swearing, fighting, arguing, all of my habits, these are very, very old, it's ingrained in me. But نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. As a person tries to come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he will find when he will come into the company of the Ahlullah, and now he will be concerned about his reformation, then he will see one habit that he thought was impossible, that I will never be able to give up this. I will never be able to give up watching my soccer over the weekend. I will never be able to give up my fishing trips. I will never be able to do this. I will never be able to do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up upon him such conditions, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, that person who tries to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him. There is sort of an attraction like a magnet, how a magnet attracts a piece of steel, like this now he is now attracted towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically he sees he's just falling away. Things which he felt was impossible, now he sees that, oh me, I'm coming to masjid, I'm reading my salah, that's all the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from our own side, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever goodness comes to you is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin famin nafsik. And anything else, then realize that this is the corruption of the heart. This is from a person's own self. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. Sometimes it happens that the opportunity presents itself to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he sacrifices his heart, he sacrifices his desires. Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi used to say that your nafs, don't make it a lomri, don't make it a fox, a timid thing, make it a lion, and address your nafs and say, main tera khoon pee jaunga, لیکن میں اپنے خدا کو ناراض نہیں کروں گا. That I will drink your blood, I will sacrifice you. This opportunity of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented itself, I will kick it, I will not follow my nafs. I will follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes sacrificing a person's heart, and sometimes it seems like you have to give your life, that this, I'm habitual, I used to do this, you know, it's so nice, there will be so much benefit, and nobody will get to know, but now you sacrifice your desires, you sacrifice your heart, so to say you give your life. رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. Now in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trying to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object of our creation. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world, to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we haven't created man and jinn, but with the purpose that they should recognize me. Now in this path of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trying to be loyal and showing our loyalty to Allah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. That whatever brings pleasure to the heart, but it brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will sacrifice that. That my happiness, I will sacrifice it for the happiness of my Allah. That Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali said, that میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں سنت کے پابند رہوں اور تقوی میرا سلامت رہے. That wherever I may be, in whatever condition I may be in the aeroplane, I may be on the surface of the water, in a boat, in a ship, I may be on the surface of the earth, traveling, whatever the case, I may be at home, I may be a traveler, musafir, muslim, whatever condition I may be in, I must be paband of sunnat and my taqwa must remain intact. And as we learn here, that taqwa is constant consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when the opportunity presents itself to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we control ourselves. And we stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we learn here, that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, being advised by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. That stay away from sin, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll become the most pious person, you'll be the most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to say that we shouldn't do anything else, but he was not given the advice of reading tahajjud and nafal namaz and making nafal hajj and umrah and all these other things. He said, just stay away from guna. Not to say that we shouldn't do those actions. Those actions will take us even closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you the most pious person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. That sometimes, as we just mentioned now, that one couplet of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayh, that you address your nafs and say that I will slaughter you and I will drink your blood, but I won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, I will drink your blood and I will always remain loyal to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will wipe myself out, my ego, that self, that position that I am always hankering after, that I must be this, I must be that, I must be the main person, I must have a house like this, and I must have a car like that, and everyone must look up to me, and everyone must ask me for advice and counsel, etc. I must be the main person. I will sacrifice all this. خودی کو مٹا کر now by sacrificing this با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. We are now linking ourselves towards Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we are taught that person will humble himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him. Further, حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ says, تجھے ہو مبارک عشق ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. That these, sometimes a person sits and he doesn't say any word, you don't even lift your hand, you're just speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of the heart, and you sit and you shed some tears in solitude, and you think that, how did I pass my life? That umar pachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya, that now I'm 55 years old already, and my childhood, my tomfoolery, and all these trivial pursuits, these things haven't, how did I spend my life? I could have done this, I could have done that. Look at this person, he's reading so many nafal, he's going in jamaat, he's going to the khanqah, he's doing relief work, he's doing his, whatever the case may be, he's doing such good action. As we heard the incident of the neighbor of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah Ali, that when somebody saw him in a dream, saw him that he had a position more lofty than that of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah Ali, just by his niyat. just by his intention that, oh Allah, if I could have also, if I also had that time, if I didn't have to earn a living ladder to see to all my responsibilities, then I would have also served the deen like my neighbor Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. So he got all that thawab as well as what he used to do himself. So sometimes a person sits in solitude and he sheds a tear of remorse and regret, and he addresses himself and he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrullah rahmatullah is saying that congratulations to these tears of remorse and regret. It is opening up now new doors of the closeness of towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-ta'ibu habibullah. That person who makes tawbah, who repents for his sins, for his wrongdoing, he is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by that one tear, that tear which is shed in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it extinguishes the fire of Jahannam. Now that person who was a sinner, just with his tears of regret and sincerity, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where just now he was a criminal, and now he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye shaan-e karam hai ke naala ye qopar, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hain. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shani karam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnanimous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unending generosity and kindness upon us. That not like a person who is not worthy of anything. Really, if I have to sit and look back at my life, or my action, or even just for today, life is very far. If I must just look at the day that has just passed, then I am worthy of the worst punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me in total safety. My eyes are still functioning, my hands are still moving, my body is there, everything, my digestive system, my mental capacity, everything. These are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need water to drink when I'm thirsty, Allah is giving me water. When I'm hungry, Allah is giving me food, Allah is giving me clothes to wear. All the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot enumerate. One favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thousands and billions and trillions of trillions of favors hidden in it, which we cannot realize. So this is only the compassion and the generosity and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan ho kar gada ho rahe hai. Then Hazrat rahmatullah ali, using his own name, giving advice to us all, that look at this miraculous nature of the quality of love. That when a person brings the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sultan hokar, a person may be a king, gada ho rahe, now he's walking around like an ordinary, a person gone for hajj, he's a haram. Nobody can say that this is a king of a certain country. They're two pieces of cloth. Now that humility, now a person sitting in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person prepared to sacrifice everything, that this is the quality of love. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle into the heart, then nobody will have to give me a long bayan to realize what my duties are towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding first of all, thereafter everybody else was.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. From the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Marana Ashabali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. The solutions to the problems facing the ummah. The first one was on iman. Second one, to acquire and impart Islamic knowledge. Number three, studying and teaching the Quran Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why does any one of you not go to the masjid and learn two verses of the Quran? They are better than receiving two camels. Three verses are better than three camels. And four verses are better than four camels. Any number of verses is better than any number of camels. The reason for verses of the Quran Sharif being better than camels is obvious. Camels have only benefit in this world, while the verses of the Quran Kareem benefit a person in both worlds. Camels have been used as an example because they were one of the most desired possessions of the Arabs. In actual fact, the entire world holds no value whatsoever in comparison to a single verse of the Quran Kareem. It is also learned from this hadith that even if a person has read just a part of the Qur'an Kareem and not the entire Qur'an Kareem, he has acquired a great bounty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is an expert of the Qur'an Kareem shall be with the noble righteous angels. The one who recites the Qur'an Kareem while stuttering in its recitation and it is difficult for him to recite it shall receive a double reward. The second person will receive a double reward. one for reading and the other for the extra effort which he has to put in the reading. He cannot read properly, so he bears more pain in trying to read. What a great consolation for the one who does not remember the Qur'an Kareem well. This is done so that he does not become fed up, loses hope, and discards reading it totally. Such a person may think to himself, what is the benefit in reading if I cannot remember it? Rasulullah ﷺ gives him the glad tidings of a double reward. Another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, that the one who does not have any part of the Qur'an in his chest is like a deserted house. This emphasizes the point that no Muslim should be devoid of the Qur'an Kareem. One hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who recites a single verse of the Qur'an shall receive one reward, and each reward is multiplied 10 times. I do not say Alif Lam Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. This is an example. If a person reads Alhamdu, which contains 5 Arabic letters, he will receive 50 rewards. What a great virtue! The condition of that person is extremely sorrowful, who does not take the courage to earn such vast treasures of rewards. Salih ibn Mu'adh al-Juhani radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who recites the Qur'an Kareem and practices on it, then on the day of Qiyamah, his parents will be made to wear a crown whose light will be better than the light of the sun if it were to be in the houses of this world. In other words, can you even imagine the amount of light that will come into your house if the sun were to come into it? The light of this crown will surpass such light. If this is the reward for the person's parents, can you imagine what the reward will be for the person who practices on it? Look at the virtue of children reciting the Qur'an Kareem, as gauged from this hadith. Muslims must make it a point of teaching the Qur'an Kareem to their children, both boys and girls. If you cannot teach them the whole Qur'an, teach as much as you can, as learned from hadith number 2. If you cannot teach them to memorize it, at least teach them to read it. If you can make them memorize the Qur'an Kareem, then this is superior. There is much more virtue in it, as will be learned from this hadith, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who reads the Qur'an, memorizes it, considers it lawful to be lawful, and unlawful to be unlawful, Allah Ta'ala will certainly admit him into Jannah, and accept his intercession in favor of 10 members of his family, who had been destined to the fire of Jahannam. This hadith shows the superior virtue of memorizing the Qur'an Kareem. The closest relatives of a person are his parents. The intercession of a child who memorized the Qur'an is therefore definite in respect of his parents. Just look at the virtue of making one's child a hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.